This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number three, you can join us by calling in toll-free, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And did you hear about Facebook's newest bug that wound up causing about 14 million users to wind up having public post instead of, well, they thought it was set to either friends or friends of friends, or maybe friends except for acquaintances. We'll jump into that. And like I said, your calls and thoughts, welcome, about whatever is on your mind. We've got Walter calling in from Iowa. Walter, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. In Iowa, for the first time ever, a couple days ago, they had a Libertarian primary.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I actually know the Libertarian guy that wound up getting the nomination there, Jake Porter.
Yeah, it was really cool, because there's usually never any media coverage about Libertarians, and Des Moines Register even actually endorsed him as their Libertarian candidate for the primary. It was just a cool experience to see candidates on the news, and it was just a cool thing.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on this process? And what exactly are the rules there in Iowa? Because I know that some states have what's referred to as an open primary. Some states have a closed primary. Some states, like New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, we have this thing that's called a semi-open primary, to where undeclared voters can take a ballot. But if you're registered as a Republican, you can't get a ballot from a different party. So what's the rules there in Iowa?
You have to register. You had to be a registered Libertarian. I think about 1,500 people voted in the Libertarian primary. More than the Democrats. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot. It was just primaries. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
Right. Right. Voter turnout is generally not that big during primaries anyway. I read something because California had primaries the same day, and they've got a slightly different process. But I had read that it was the lowest primary turnout since they wound up adopting the top two system.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more than I thought it would be. It's a big step in the right direction, especially for a state like Iowa, who's pretty much shunned third parties as long as I can remember.
Oh, most states do. Most states do, Walter.
But now to continue on, to get on the debates on Iowa Public Television, you're going to have to raise $50,000. So it's definitely stacked against them going forward, but...
Yeah,
it's tough, and that's the system we have, unfortunately. It is very much geared to money and geared to advertising, because you know that's what the Democrat and the Republican are going to do. You know, they're going to throw out that kind of money.
Yeah, and I recall 2 years ago when we had New Hampshire has gubernatorial election every 2 years, but 2 years ago, gubernatorial candidate was polling about 4.5-5%. So what did the TV stations wind up doing? They set the threshold at 10% for getting included in the debates, because the only two people that polled over 10 were the Republicans and the Democrats, even though to stay on the ballot, the candidate only needed 4%. So they just wound up setting this super high threshold that they knew only the R's and D's would wind up having.
Yeah, and then that should give people... a reason to look at the Libertarian Party and Libertarian candidates, not just Libertarians, but any other candidates that are outside of the major two-party systems. What are they afraid of? Why not let some other ideas into debates? If you're convinced that your Republican or Democrat point of view is absolutely correct, then you should welcome the opportunity to prove that to a whole new group of people. You know, let a Libertarian on there, let a Green candidate on there, and just demonstrate how superior your ideas are.
Any final thoughts there, Walter?
Yeah, I feel like the Libertarian Party, they should have done more. Like, they only ran, the governor was pretty much the only thing. They didn't really try to push a bunch of candidates. They, you know, like, for Secretary of State, they didn't, I wasn't the best organized, I thought, but it's definitely a step.
I think we need to get more organized people to join the Libertarian Party, because there's a lot of dead weight in the party, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and
I tried to get involved, but if you don't 100% agree, they don't really want your help. They don't really.
Those people need to start like a libertarian book club, not being a libertarian party. Like,
well, and like, that's, if you want to be in a party, experience with the party at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been in the party since 2014. I've been to the last two national conventions.
You still a party member?
I'm a national party member. I don't think I'm a state party member. Like, I attended this year's New Hampshire convention, but only because I was offered a free ticket because someone else couldn't go. But
so you're a cheapskate.
No, it's just saying. Like, you know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, I feel like state to state, the Libertarian parties definitely differ in terms of, like, the types of Libertarians.
Right.
Well, state to state, the Republican and Democratic parties differ as well. So, you know, like a New England Republican is probably not going to be a California Republican.
Yeah.
A Democrat in Alabama would be a Republican in New Hampshire.
In my personal opinion, there's just a lot of dead weight, and there's a lot of people that aren't as intent on actually getting elected. It's more like they think less strategy and all like, oh, I just want to say my ideas into a microphone, as opposed to actually, like, you know, doing as much listening as they do talking to constituents and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's just a lot of very ego-driven people. And those people tend probably not to get elected just because they don't have the people skills it takes to, you know what I mean? Like, appeal to people that disagree. And that's the facts are, is the Libertarian Party, like, is a minority in terms of the grand scheme of things. I mean, there's less libertarians, so the majority of people we interact with are going to have to win over, and you can't do that when you're just yelling your ideas in their face.
Well, it's debatable whether libertarians are truly a minority, because study after study and poll after poll.
I should say libertarians. I should say book club type people I'm referring to.
Well, I'll refer to Big L libertarians as people that belong to the Libertarian Party, but more people hold libertarian views than they do hard right or hard left views. And I think a great example of that is the success that people within the Free State Project have had here in New Hampshire, running as Republicans or running as Democrats. And they're not, I hate to break it to the haters out there, they're not sitting there and lying to people's face. They just say where they are on particular issues. And frequently those issues resonate with people. I'm a big believer in the message of libertarianism. I think that's what it's all about.
I think it's too conflicted with, like, anarchism, though. I think libertarianism and anarchism, two totally different concepts.
I don't think anybody...
If you're a libertarian,
I don't think
you're not
anybody
an
hears that except in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because we've got, you know, people that are more voluntarist and things like that. I don't think it is... It's never a topic, I don't think, that comes up anywhere really else. What we talk about here, which I think is the most encompassing, generally, to me, is just very, very, very small government.
There's creepy people in the Libertarian Party, too. Like,
there
a lot
are
of these, like,
people in
a lot of these creepy
party.
People, like...
Pick a party and I'll show you a creep.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's some people with some issues. It's just like they just want their creepiness to be legalized, and
I
feel like those people need to be, like, ostracized or, like, kicked out.
And that's up to you. You
Walter,
can ostracize anyone you wish. Hey,
thanks for
Walter.
The call, Walter. Yeah. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, to go back to his point about the debates, one thing that I find interesting is the Republican and Democratic parties, they have no problem with debates that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 candidates, as long as it's their candidates.
Well, sure.
Because remember, heading into the 2016 election cycle, there were several debates before the Republican primaries that had 10 and 11 candidates?
They had to break it up into two.
but when it comes to the general election, if we have more than two people on stage, people just get confused. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into the news story about the Facebook bug here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about a website that you can go to that will give you all kinds of news about the cryptocurrency world. It's news.bitcoin.com. BTC.com. One of the headlines from just a couple of hours ago. BTC City, Slovenia's largest shopping center to become a quote-unquote genuine Bitcoin city. You can read about the BTC City as well as a bunch of other cryptocurrency-related headlines, such as Fidelity hinting at entering the cryptocurrency exchange space. Yeah, I don't think I want anything to do with that, but you can read the news article, news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. Story from Bleeping Computer. Facebook just can't get it together as we learn about another major privacy breach on their platform. This time it was caused by an internal bug that caused any new post created by 14 million Facebook users to be posted publicly rather than using their default settings. When posting on Facebook, users have the ability to specify who can see their post by using a drop-down menu where they can select Public, Friends, Friends and Connections, or what I like to use is Friends except for Acquaintances. And Acquaintance is a list that you can create, and people that gripe about, Daryl, I don't want to see all of the political posts that you make. All right, you're still my friend, but I'm putting you on this select list, and then you don't see my political stuff or, well, really anything, because my default is Friends except Acquaintances. Continuing on here from the article at Bleeping Post, the drop-down menu is called the Audience Selector and will retain the setting that you previously used for new posts going forward. According to CNN, between May 18th and May 22nd, a bug caused around 14 million people to have their default sharing setting set to public for any new Facebook post that they created. This means any post they made could be read by anyone regardless of their default setting. Facebook told Bleeping Computer, quote, the error occurred while we were building a new way to share featured items on your profile, like photos. Since these featured items are public, we inadvertently made the suggested audience for all posts, not just new items, public. After the bug was detected, Facebook engineers spent an additional 5 days resetting any new post made by these users to the default setting they had previously been using. Aaron Egan, Facebook's chief privacy officer, said, we recently found a bug that automatically suggested posting publicly when someone was creating their Facebook post. We have fixed this issue, and starting today, we are letting everyone affected know and asking them to review any posts they made during that time. To be clear, this bug did not impact anything people had posted before, and they could still choose their audience just as they have always been able to do. So, Chris, Heather, what are your thoughts here on a Facebook bug making everything public by default?
Well, it definitely affects how I rarely post to Facebook. I post to Twitter, and then it sort of cross-posts from there, but I've always had Facebook set up to do... I actually use the restricted group. If you're my friend, then you see my stuff.
Yep.
But if you're just an acquaintance, you go into the restricted group.
Yep.
So you can see all my profile pictures.
Like 99% of my stuff on Facebook's already public, so...
So you just don't care.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're just an open book. Look at my life.
I just don't want to deal with all the trolls that I don't know.
Right.
Which is why I don't post publicly.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't get trolls too often. Every now and again I do, and I just block them.
Right.
They
right,
come
right,
back,
right.
Block them too.
I just try to be very selective. And I've, you know, I've been on Facebook, I think, since 2007, 2009. Whenever they opened it up outside of universities, that's when I got Facebook.
Around like 08, 09.
Right, right, right. So I've been the, you know, I've had 2,000 Facebook friends, and I've, you know, whittled it down to like 300, and now I think I'm back up around 600 or 700 or something like that. So, and most of them are not truly friends, you know.
Right.
I mean, they're
basically acquaintances.
Right, and sometimes not even that. They're friends of friends, and they look interesting, so I do that. And I don't know. I think it's good when these things occur because it does reemphasize to everyone that don't trust Facebook. Your
right.
Privacy is your responsibility. Don't complain when, you know, some picture you took that you don't think you look good in gets out and somebody makes fun of it.
Right. And
One thing that, and not directly related to this specific instance here, but one thing that has been, as I've read the reports, of concern to Facebook is that fewer people are actually posting on their own timelines and instead using the group feature more. And I've noticed that that's something over the last few months that I've been doing more, to where I'll just interact in groups and every now and then I'll share something on my own timeline.
Right, right. I like I said, I really don't. I share stuff on Twitter, so some stuff comes over, but I don't post nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah, and there are a few things that I'll use Hootsuite for to post to both Facebook and Twitter, but for the most part, they're two distinct platforms for me.
Right, right. And I just think, you know, people need to, just to reemphasize that, you cannot trust Facebook to look out for your best interests, and they're right. not ever, always going to follow what you believe the correct level of privacy is. So periodically, you know, my...
There's no social network. Not even no. these things that are supposedly decentralized and placed on a blockchain or blah-da-da-da-da. They don't care about you. They don't care about your privacy.
They care about you as much as they can market off of you, which is, you know, when you don't pay anything for a service, that means you're the product. So they're using you for your advertising. They're advertising to you. So I don't know. Just, you know, be careful. Understand what those privacy settings do. That's important. It's important stuff. It's like trusting, you know, sheer blinds at your house to keep peeping Toms away. It yeah. makes no sense.
Yeah, and one thing that I've noticed, to sort of divert here before getting back to the article, Chris, neither you or I are originally from New England. Have you noticed how many people don't use curtains?
No, well, where I live, I don't have any neighbors, so there's no one really to see, and we do.
Right, but you drive around Keene a little bit, going from your shop to here and not back really. To, like, the state road.
Yeah, I get it. Not really through residential areas. So.
The next time you happen to drive through a residential area, just pay attention to how few houses have curtains.
Really? Just people... Heather, do you have curtains in your house, I'm assuming?
Yeah, but they're always open.
They're always open. Interesting. So is that a New England thing or is that a New Hampshire thing?
I don't know. I think it's just like, I grew up in a town where there really weren't that many, like, crazy people, I guess. I guess if you lived in, like, a high crime area or something, you'd probably be more, like, you know, worried about that kind of stuff. But I grew up on the Cape, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Everyone's lawns were immaculate. All the neighbors knew each other. Like, it was really nice.
And if you don't have blinds, in, so. Some of your neighbors know you better than you think.
Probably.
There's more on this article about the Facebook bug, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Garambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Garambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There is talk the president could invite North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States, but it all depends on how next week's meeting between the two go. He said today...
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
They're planning to meet next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the rogue nation. Some mysterious health concerns forced the State Department to evacuate people from the U.S. consulate in China. Officials for a time concerned there was some sort of sonic attack where people were reporting abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. This happened in Cuba in late 2016, where staff members complained of hearing loss, difficulty sleeping, and dizziness. The House continues talking about immigration. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Members were very engaged, and it's clear that there are a lot of areas of consensus. I'm pleased that members on all sides of our conference are engaging directly to find a solution.
Republicans met for hours on Thursday morning, still working to come to an agreement. I'm John DeMatteo.
Mr. USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you like the show, then, well, consider joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can join the AMP program for as little as $3 per month, and you get access to, or actually, no, I'm sorry, $5 per month. I don't know why I keep thinking it's $3. Maybe at one time it was $3,
maybe.
And then inflation, $5. But, you know, just, it's not a lot. It's the, you know, cost of, like, a burger or a coffee or something, and you wind up getting perks like access to, isn't there a AMP-only thing in the Discord?
There is.
There's an AMP-only group on the Facebook.
And on Telegram.
And on the Telegram. And there's AMP-only podcast that doesn't have commercials in it. And I think there's probably some other perks that I'm not even remembering. AMP.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Skype, and then we'll get to the Discord after the Skype, because it's on the same thing on the board here. First to David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about, you made reference to the person who had invented dynamite and had some bad feelings about how what was supposed to be a helpful invention turned out to be a tool for war.
Yes, Alfred Nobel.
Yeah, excuse me, and won a, or started the Nobel Prize program. My cousin won a Nobel Prize in a similar situation in physics for being the first person to split the atom by the machinery he invented was the cyclotron, which is the Atom Smasher or Particle Accelerator or Collider, like the Hadron Super Collider.
Right.
He invented the first one of those. And then that piece of equipment, along with some other equipment that he invented and built, were used to refine all of the nuclear material that they were making at Oak Ridge that went into all of the first bombs. And consequently, the University of California at Livermore named their national lab there after him, Ernest Orlando Lawrence. Yeah. Named it Lawrence Livermore Lab. Yeah. And I don't know what his feelings were. I know those scientists, generally speaking. Also, one more piece of trivia is Lawrence was responsible. He was the one that was responsible for General Groves hiring Oppenheimer to run the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos, because he had made a recommendation that Groves hire Oppenheimer, and he did. But I don't know how. I know the nuclear scientists, they you know, they're excited about what they're doing, but they all had some reservations.
Right.
About how their inventions were used. And I don't know how Lawrence himself felt about it, but I know that his wife, after his death, his wife lobbied to attempt to get his name taken off of Lawrence Livermore Lab, because right. it was a weapons lab, and she didn't feel right about her family name being on a weapons lab, and she tried to get it taken off. And I don't know what the outcome of that was. I know that more and more, more and more, instead of Lawrence Livermore being always referred to as Lawrence Livermore, they often now refer to it as Livermore Lab and dropping the Lawrence. So I don't know if that was a result of her attempts or not. But anyhow.
Well, a lot of times things named after somebody where it originally has the full name, they just eventually refer to it only with the last name.
Yeah, but there were a lot of scientists involved in the Manhattan Project and in nuclear armaments throughout the years that had changes of heart,
right.
Because, you know, face it. I mean, it's not like the guy developed a new flavor of Twinkie. This is something that wiped out thousands of people.
You know, it's like the whole gun debate, you know. It's like guns to a lot of people are just like a cool, like, tool, you know what I mean? But then it's like there's people that go out there and use them for horrible things. And
right, but there are not many people that ever debated using a nuclear weapon for something just...
Let's use nukes for hunting.
Hey, there we go.
Well, I guess nukes, I don't know if there's any type of purpose, like non-weapon.
There is.
Purpose.
There is.
What's that?
There is. Let me tell you. His brother John, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, his brother John was an MD and did use, had access to the radioactive isotopes that were created by the cyclotron equipment that... Lawrence had created, and so out of that whole atomic thing came nuclear medicine,
dropping a nuclear bomb on a cancer patient. They're using the radioactive material.
But let's say there was in space some like meteor or something that was going to come hit us, then to put this nuke on the bomb and like blow it up outside of the Earth's atmosphere before it had impact, then there's a use for it that doesn't involve killing people, it involves saving people.
Well, and that's also making the assumption that we cannot get in touch with any of the drillers from Armageddon, right?
We can't
get Bruce Willis to go drill and save us. You never saw Armageddon?
Nah,
come on.
I don't watch all your corny movies.
Corny movies? That had Liv Tyler in it.
David, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
The Discord, where we've got Schmeet calling in. Am I pronouncing that right?
What'd you say?
I said, is it Schmeet? Is that how this is supposed to be pronounced?
Yes, yeah, Schmeet.
Yep, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Folks have talked a little bit about the Arab Andy bomb scare in Washington State.
We did.
On the UW campus.
Yep, we did briefly. What night was that? I think we talked about that on...
It was a couple nights ago.
Sunday night or... Yeah,
yeah, I was not here on Sunday.
Escalate to the Supreme Court level.
Hold on, say that again?
I've heard talks that it might escalate to the state Supreme Court level.
Yeah, I don't know. So basically the story is this... I guess he's a video blogger.
He's a YouTube live streamer, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So he went to a university... And he basically would monetize, people would give him money and he would play whatever audio or whatever they recorded, or he'd had a speech to text or something. They choose what to play. So this guy, Arab Andy, who's of Middle Eastern ancestry, goes into a college, and whatever somebody had paid him to say was something to the effect of, the C4 is ready to go. It will detonate in 10, 9, 8, 7, or something to that effect. So, of course, he gets sort of bum-rushed by the cops, and he's sitting there going, this is just, it's a joke. I mean, it's all sort of a thing.
Do you think he should be held liable for someone else's song request?
Well, yeah.
I think he went and said that, like a dummy.
That's the whole thing.
Like, he's going to be held responsible for his actions. Do I think he's going to go away forever? No. But I think, like, you know what? It's his own fault regardless.
But they there is that side that says put this guy away for life, because they're saying that what he did was terroristic threats, even though it wasn't him doing it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting case. I wouldn't just immediately assume a side, because it's a little complex, because does that mean any news media could be, you know, responsible? Or we're a call-in show. What if somebody says something crazy and gets out over the air?
Say that, Schmidt. No. He started dropping racial slurs. You can't do that. Sorry.
But anyway, I still think that, like, the guy is pretty stupid for going into a college and saying that.
I agree, too. Well, the way it was all set up, he had no immediate control over what he
did.
And
I don't blame anybody for bum-rushing him either.
Right.
Like, I would have done the same thing.
I also don't disagree that he should make retribution, because that's going to cost the taxpayers there for sending out SWAT teams and all the other expenses that probably go along with a deployment to take somebody down. So
agreed.
I'm not opposed to that.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, where you can join us on the airwaves. The us being Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to remind you about how important a good night's sleep is. And when it comes down to it, it's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's about the quality of the sleep, not the quantity. And the MyPillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you really have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, and you get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if for some reason you don't like your MyPillow within the first 60 days, you can return it for a full refund. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to the phones, where we've got Jerome calling in from New York. He's watching us on the Twitch. Jerome, go ahead with your thoughts. Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'd like to talk about the A-Rab Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because, yeah, from the previous call, you probably heard about that, and then he started dropping the end.
Do that.
Yeah, we got another one.
You can't do that. And I should have known as soon as it said Twitch that we were going to have a troll, because trolls live on Twitch as well.
Well, you know.
It's Although I shouldn't really be surprised, because it is the internet.
Yeah, and people do like to act out sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't. We just like to talk to interesting people and have interesting conversations.
And speaking of interesting people, and somebody that I know is not going to wind up saying naughty words, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hold on. Are we being saved by Sarah?
We are being saved by Sarah.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling.
Well, yes. No naughty words out of my mouth.
I know.
You're a good girl.
We appreciate that.
Well, you know, if I did the computer, whatever, that room that you guys were talking about, maybe I'd be, you know, using foul language, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we stay out of there, right, Sarah?
Well, I have no internet. I have no internet service, so, you know. I just want to mention that in America, suicides have been going up.
I read that.
Yeah, the only state that is the same is like Nevada, never increased. But like northern states, like South Dakota, it jumped like 48%.
Yeah, and it's a nationwide trend. It said the U.S. CDC said that the U.S. suicide rate has increased up to like 25% since 1999, which is really high. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Has the population increased by 25%?
Yeah, taken into that
this
too.
Is based on per capita rate of population.
Yeah, per capita. But you know something, I could see the real reason behind it. Like what I had brought up is that our retirement is gone, and then it was announced that Medicaid and Social Security is going to become insolvent by 2024. It really means that it's going to be gone in 2024.
What the ages are like of people committing suicide, relatively?
Well, we've had different subgroups. Like, so first of all, veterans have been horribly hit by suicide. That's been a big deal. But this just seems to be an overall trend across the board. And I haven't read up on all this, so I can't really state the source of the statistics. I don't disagree that a lot of it is economic, because the Federal Reserve has been doing a number on us since the 80s, like a serious number.
The CDC actually does have some statistics here.
I prefer my conjecture, but let's listen to them.
So they have here, and again, I just did pull these up, and it's a bunch of charts. Differences exist among those with and without mental health conditions. People without known mental health conditions were more likely to be male and die by firearm. 16% of those who committed suicide with no known mental health conditions, 16% were female. And of the method, 55% of all suicides, those without known mental health conditions, 55% were by firearm. 10% were by poisoning, 27% by suffocation. The remainder were other means. For those with known mental health conditions, 20% were done by some form of poisoning, 31% suffocation, 41% firearm, and again, 8% other means. And they also have a chart showing some of the factors leading up to or contributing to the suicide. And I'm guessing these are based on various suicide notes that people left. 42% were due to relationship problems. 29% were due to a crisis in the past or upcoming 2 weeks. 22% were due to physical health problems. 9% were due to criminal legal problems. So people like Aaron Schwartz, who was going to wind up going to prison for the rest of his life. 4% were due to loss of housing. Job and financial accounts for, according to the CDC, accounts for 16%.
And that means they knew something about Hillary Clinton.
28% were because of substance abuse problems.
But is that like the joke there, that if you know something about Hillary Clinton,
your odds of suicide are going way, way up?
Yeah, and isn't that generally you stabbed yourself with a spoon like 29 times and then they didn't even find the spoon anywhere near your body?
Yeah, whenever I hear those statistics, I wonder like how many of those were really murders that like...
And they were just clever. Go ahead.
Well, we're just killing ourselves now, right now, because... what we earn and what we have to pay is a difference. It's harder for us to live, so everybody's stressed out. But when they take Social Security and when our retirement is completely gone and it hits the fan, we're going to be shooting the government, and we're going to be out rioting. It's not going to be killing ourselves at that time.
I'm okay with rioting. Daryl, but the chief causes that you listed coming from the CDC, financial was not at the top of the list.
Correct. Financial was not at the top of the list. It was actually third from the bottom.
Yeah.
Relationship problem was top at 42%. Mm. Substance abuse and other crisis in the past 2 or upcoming 2 weeks, 28 and 29%.
That's
health
sad.
Was 22%. job in financial was 16.
Yeah.
You know what? They will take back our Social Security because they've already announced it like 50 times. I've been hearing it over and over, and Medicaid's going to end. And our Social Security only started in the 1931. People think
right.
that we had it for thousands of years. No, it just started in 1931 after the Great Depression. So the capitalists could take it back, and they will take it back. And they're asking for a civil war.
Do you know how many years of that it actually made fiscal sense? How many years it was solvent? How many years enough money came in to pay for the people that were going to receive payments from Social Security? Do you know that trivia question?
Well, you know what? I think
guess how many years? I mean, was it 1 year, 10 years, 50 years before it became insolvent?
Wait a minute. It started in 1931. People are
right.
still getting Social Security, right? So it's solvent until now. But when it ends in 2024, it's going to be gone.
Well, it's not solvent. It's being paid for by current employees. It's never it was a trick question because it's never been able to stand on its own. It's never been a self-funded thing, which they said it was going to be. So I understand that, and I think
that's why people are killing themselves, though.
No, but I think people feel ripped off when they keep getting sold a bill of goods by our government. And if you've been told your entire life that, hey, when you get older, you'll have Social Security to fall back on. You know, people get notices, you know, from the IRS saying, look, you know, based on today, if you were to retire at the age of X, then you'll get this amount of money.
But I think that.
And then they find out they don't get it.
And I think the other problem, too, though, is that there's so many people that probably avoid seeking out mental help just because there's such a stigma associated with it.
There is.
But I don't get why, because, like, the way I look at it is, like, if you think of, like, your mental health the same way you think of your physical health, right? Like, seeing a therapist is like seeing a personal trainer for your mind. Like, if you go to a good one, you can come out and, like, be the CEO of a business in a month, for crying out loud.
You could.
Like, these people, there shouldn't be that stigma of going to get help and making yourself a better person.
I don't disagree,
Sarah,
but there is, you know.
Sarah, thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, as we are every night, and always online at freetalklive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnering with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.